This is the City of CS Show on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. Southern Colorado's answer to all things real estate. Now here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Hello and welcome to the City of CS Show, brought to you by American Liberty Mortgage and Mia Bella Properties. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host and realtor and owner of Mia Bella Properties. So, the year is going by so quickly, and people still want to put their house on the market. People still want to buy real estate. But I got to tell you, it's come to the realization that there are so many real estate myths out there that people believe. And I just want to talk about those myths today. You know, a lot of them, I've already talked about them, you know, during my show, a little bit here, a little bit there. But there's some things that are just crazy. The number one myth is people think that real estate agents make an hourly wage. Not so, folks. We don't make an hourly wage. We work off of commission. So if I'm a buyer's agent, I'm showing homes, and my buyer wants to make an offer on a home, the person that's going to pay me is going to be the seller. The seller is going to pay me for the contract going through the fruition, and it's paid at closing. A buyer never pays, typically, again, I use that word quite often, but I have to put that in there. They typically don't pay their agent to show them homes. Now, I will tell you this. I remember before the recession, there was a realtor in town that charged their buyers to take them around town and show them homes. And a lot of us other realtors are just flabbergasted. We just could not believe that somebody was actually charging their buyers to look at homes. Typically, that doesn't happen. I have never done it, and I don't know anybody else who does it but this one person who's still in business, by the way. But it's kind of ridiculous. But anyways, we are not paid an hourly wage. We are paid by commission, and it's whatever the seller is willing to pay. Now, they pay it to their listing company, and then the listing company ends up paying me at closing, okay? But the person's pocket that it comes out of is the seller. Now, does a buyer ever pay for the services of a realtor? Maybe. Maybe there's times when they do. Yes, they could. If the deal crashes and burns, there's some realtors that writes in their contracts that the buyer's going to pay them out of pocket if the deal crashes and burns. But there's a whole lot more to it than that, okay? It typically doesn't happen. I wouldn't worry about it if I was you. But if you want to know more about that, you can call me, 641-1357. But it normally doesn't happen. So no, we don't work for an hourly wage. We get paid on commission. A lot of things, you know, like I said, there's a lot of myths out there. And the other one is that the agent keeps all the commission, okay? Now, if the agent belongs to a big box, and if they haven't been with that company for very long, they're going to get a very small amount of that commission check. A lot of it goes to their brokerage company. It just depends how it's set up. Depends what the agent has agreed to with their company, because there's typically splits. So they don't get 100% of the commission. It just depends upon the relationship that the agent has with the company that they hang their license with. But even with the companies like my company, my realtors don't, they get most of it. They get the vast majority of their paycheck. It just depends how a company is set up. Is that something for you as a consumer to be worried about? No, because that relationship is between your agent and the company that they belong with. And the other thing is too, the other myth is a typical commission is 6%, right? Okay, yeah, it typically is. But in addition to that, there's typically a charge. It's called an admin fee, a file fee, a whatever fee they want to call that, on top of the commission. We don't charge at Mia Bella Properties. Of course, we don't charge a 6% either. So no, 6% is not set in stone, but that is the common rate here in Colorado Springs. That's 3% that goes to the listing agent, the listing company, and 3% to the buyer's agent, the buyer's company, the buyer's agent company. Let me just explain that. 3% to the listing company, that's a person that puts a sign in your front yard and that markets your home to sell the home. So it's typical 3% here in Colorado Springs. And then the seller also has to pay the buyer's agent. That's the one that walks through the home with the buyer. They write an offer and you accept it. That's typically 3% also. So yes, a total of 6%. Plus, like I told you, the admin fee, file fee, whatever junk fee they want to add on top of that, okay? So yes, it's very common. And that's I see it on the average right around $500, although last year I saw it as high as $900, okay? As you know, maybe you don't. at Mia Bella Properties. We've never done that. We do a listing fee, a flat listing fee of $3,500. But yes, you still have to pay the buyer's agent. Again, that's the agent that writes the offer on your home and you accept the offer. And, you know, everything in real estate's negotiable. It doesn't have to be 3%. It doesn't have to be 6%. There's no set amount in Colorado Springs or the state of Colorado. It's whatever the seller is willing to pay. Now, given said that, on the MLS, it does show what the seller is willing to pay the buyer's agent. And yes, a lot of buyer's agents will look at that. And, you know, human beings, they can make a decision if they're going to show that property or not. They should always show what properties that the buyer wants to see anyways, no matter how much the seller is willing to pay them. But that's the typical rate. You know, if you want to know more about what we do, go to cityofcs.com, follow the real estate links, and you'll find out all about what we do and how we do it for our flat listing rate. And if the house lists for over $600,000, we do 1% on that side, because normally homes $600,000 and above are going to sit on the market for a longer period of time. That means more money that out of our pocket to advertise your home. Still a bargain. We do a fantastic job. But again, just want to say, yes, the typical commission in Colorado Springs is 6% plus an admin fee. However, it's not set in stone. There's no rule. There's no law. It's whatever the seller is willing to pay. The other myth is an agent's gas, mileage, and other transportation expenses are reimbursed. No. Real estate agents are independent contractors of a real estate company. So they're paying for all their expenses out of their pocket. That's why it's so expensive to be a real estate agent. And that's why I tell people, if you want to get in the business, you better have some funds in your bank account. I talked about this, two shows ago, about becoming a realtor and what you can expect. If you don't have funds in your account to pay for at least a year, don't do it. Because you're going to have to pay for all this. You're going to have to pay, you know, still your car payment. If you have a car payment, gas, mileage, your car insurance, you're going to have to pay your real estate fees and all that. So it's the responsibility of the real estate agent to pay for that. Their company is not going to pay for them. I will tell you, I've never, ever heard of a company paying for it. Could it happen? Yes, it could. Never heard of it. Don't know if I'll ever see it either. Marketing expenses aren't the agent's responsibility. Oh, yes, they are. Oh, yes, they are. We pay out of pocket and we pay dearly. I pay dearly. And marketing expenses can be so expensive. If you're thinking about selling your home and you already have a realtor, please don't ask them to advertise your home in the newspaper. Not that I'm putting down local newspapers, but it's very rare that somebody goes to a newspaper to find a home, okay? It just doesn't happen. And even if a person wants to rent a home, they typically don't go in the newspaper anymore. They go online. That's where all the marketing's done. It's online. Some realtors will put out postcards in the area where your home is listed and just say, hey, this home just come up on the market. You know, if you're interested in buying it, whatever. But you know what? You already have your home. So why would you want another home? Well, maybe you want an investment home. Who knows? My marketing money is a lot. I put out a lot for my marketing for all of my listings. I will definitely tell you this. It's a lot more than the average realtor. So how can I afford to do that if I'm doing a listing at a $3,500 flat listing fee? Haha, because I've got it down to an art. That's why. And I also have a professional photographer take pictures of your home. No, there's no money out of your pocket at all. It's all out of my pocket. So yes, real estate agents, they do pay for their own advertising. Now, if a realtor belongs to a big box company, big box advertises on TV that, you know, call one of their agents and they'll advertise their logo on there. There are several of them on TV that I've seen, but they're advertising nationally and they advertise their logo, their brand, and what they stand for, but they're not going to be advertising your home on TV. I think you probably already know that though. But who advertises your home on the radio? That would be me. That would be Deborah Elliott Schultz at Mia Bella Properties. So we are very different, but no, we pay for all of our advertising. Our sellers don't pay a penny to list their homes with us. So I've given you a little bit of tidbits there. There's so many myths when it comes to real estate, but I'm going to continue. We're going to take a short break here in just a minute. And I want you to think about the myths that you've heard. And you might want to know, is that true or is that not true? Well, I want you to give me a call and I'm going to let you know what my thoughts are. And sometimes people ask me the funniest questions. That's okay. You don't know, not unless if you ask, right? And you know, I get phone calls from people that have never sold a home before. and some of the things that they tell me that they're thinking that this is the process, it can be quite funny. And sometimes it can be quite sad. So if you have any questions, again, call me 719-641-1357. Also, go to cityofcs.com and follow the real estate links. I'm going to take a short break. When I come back, I'm going to continue my list of the real estate myths, and I'm going to bust them, and hopefully I'll have you laughing too. So come on back, listen and learn.
Financing a new home can be a daunting process for the buyer. However, there can be exceptions. Let me, Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage, be your exception. Let me assist you with all of your home financing needs. I give you my word that I will be there from the start of your loan to the day of closing and will do everything in my power to make it a smooth process. We also offer refinance loans and reverse home mortgages. We are the City of CS Show preferred lender. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043.
Welcome back to the City of CS Show. Here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Welcome back to the City of CS Show. This is Deborah Elliott Schultz, and I'm your host. And I've been talking about real estate myths. And some of them are quite funny. And some of them are like, what? Where did that one come from? So, number six, a home passes or fails inspection. No, a house doesn't fail or pass inspection. So what happens is, as a buyer, you're going to hire an inspector. And when I say inspector, this isn't your uncle. This isn't your brother. This isn't your grandpa that was in construction, okay? That was a mason like in the 1960s, okay? This is a bona fide home inspector that is certified, okay? Certified. And they have a business. They actually have a bona fide business. They have a website. They have a phone number. You can call them, okay? So, again, you're not going to hire a relative to do your inspection. No, no, you're not. So what do? They go into a home and they're going to check typically from the roof to the foundation. Anything that they can see. They can't see between walls. They're not Superman. Sometimes they wish they were, but they're not. They're going to only report what they can see. And then they're going to do a report for the buyer. And the buyer and their agent are going to sit down and talk about what's important to them for the seller to correct before they close on the home. There's no fail, there's no pass, but I will tell you this. I had a home listed and it went through inspection and the buyer thought that one item on that inspection was such a big deal that they decided to cancel the contract. Even though we didn't even go through inspection objection. Inspection objection was where the realtor writes down, it's on a form, sends it to the selling agent, of the items that you want to have fixed, okay? Corrected before closing. I got a phone call from the buyer's agent saying that, oh my gosh, you know, my buyer's so upset about this. And I'm like, okay, so put that in your inspection objection. And I think my client's probably going to take care of that. Oh no, he's just so overwhelmed. He just doesn't want to do it anymore. He just wants to just not even do it. He wants his money back for his earnest money back. I'm like, really? Over something like that? So what did that tell me? That told me that the buyer didn't really want to be a homeowner because the issue that he had was something that could be corrected so easily. It was not a big deal. Wasn't a big deal to my seller. It's that the person just didn't want to buy a home. Yes, it's very aggravating. It was aggravating for my seller. He took his house off the market for a week and waited for them to have inspection. And then it fell through because the guy freaked out over something so simple. So we had to put the house back on the market. So I guess it failed in the buyer's eyes, the inspection, but that's not typically why you're having inspection. It's not fail or pass. It's let's see what issues this home might have, and then let's ask the seller to pay for it or to correct it. When I say pay for, I'm talking about they need a plumber, they need an electrician, that sort of thing. Okay, so if you have a house inspection and there's some items on there, don't freak. Bring it to the attention of the seller. Let them correct it. Give them that chance, especially if you love the home. If you don't love the home, talk about it with your agent. Hopefully that agent's me. So sometimes people think that inspectors have to find something wrong with the home. Okay, I've hired him. Now he has to find something wrong with the home. If he doesn't find something wrong with the home, then he didn't do his job. Well, yes, every home's going to have an issue. Even brand new homes have issues. Nothing is perfect. Doesn't mean it's got to be a huge issue. It can be a tiny little issue. Case in point, day before closing, on a brand spanking new home, none of the outlets worked in the basement. It's a finished basement. None of them worked. Was that a big deal? No, it wasn't a big deal. Guess what? The builder went back and corrected them so we could close the following day. It's not a big deal. Every home's going to have an issue. And remember, what you might consider an issue is not what I might consider an issue. Sometimes people take things and they blow it out of proportion. It's subjective. But if you're a first-time home buyer and you have this list of things that your inspector gave you that he has found that needs attention, don't freak out about it. Let me tell you what's important. What's really important is the roof and the foundation. Yes, plumbing and electrical are important too. But what is not important is there is nail holes in the walls. Big deal. That means somebody has lived in the home and they had pictures on the wall. Do you think that you might be painting that room anyways, or maybe the entire home? I had a house listed, had 6 different colors in the house. Every room had a different color. No, it didn't look very nice. It didn't look very nice at all. And by the way, if you're thinking about painting your house and you want to sell your house, make it one color throughout the entire home to include the basement. And you want it a neutral color, nothing weird, okay? But some people freak out because there's nail holes in the wall. It's to be expected, people. So don't freak out over little things, okay? I really don't want you to freak out over the big things either, because maybe the seller is willing to take care of it. Have your agent do an inspection objection. Shoot it over to the seller's agent. They'll make the decision on what they're going to take care of, okay? So another myth. Weekends bring out the most serious buyers. No, not necessarily. A lot of people want to be with their family on the weekend, okay? They don't want to take their kids to look at homes. They want them in school, or they want them with Nana and Papa. So it's not necessarily on the weekends. Yes, you still want to have your house in order on the weekends if you're selling your home so your house can be shown. But a lot of people do want to see the home during a weekday. They're going to take a break from work or whatever, and they're going to go check out your home because they're not going to have their kids with them. Maybe they're going to meet their husband there, whatever. You know, I've had people, they really want to look at homes after 6 o'clock because they got off of work at 6. Yeah, that's kind of late, especially in the wintertime when it gets dark at 5. People want to see homes on 7 days a week, okay? So don't just think it's the weekend. Please, if you're selling your home, if you got on the market, please don't think, oh, I only have to have my house clean on the weekend. No, you have to have your house clean 7 days a week. And you want to make the beds, people. The other myth that people have is, well, Zillow says this, therefore it is. Please, Zillow is not the god of real estate, okay? If you want facts, ask your realtor. Ask me. Don't go to Zillow and think your home is worth a gazillion dollars because Zillow has that Zestimate in there that says your home is. And don't think it's even less than what you think it is. Don't let that freak you out, because Zillow is not 100% accurate. None of them are. I think the most accurate might be Realtor.com, might. But the most accurate is going to be your seasoned agent. I say seasoned. That's a person that's had their license for at least 5 years. Please, if you have hired an agent that's less than that, make sure they're still being mentored. Some people think I'm over the top when it comes to mentoring. I am not over the top, folks. Things change. And every day is a learning process when you're a realtor. I've been in this 15 years, almost 16. And guess what? Every day I'm learning something. Something new always pops up. You'd be surprised. And sometimes I'm just totally baffled about what does come up. And a lot of times there's a lot of humor in it too. And the other thing is too, is that people think it's better to price a home on the high side so a seller can always come down. That can be, and this spring is proof of that. That did happen. It happened all the time because, again, there was such little inventory and there was a lot of buyers. Not so much the case right now. You want to list your home at where it should be. Please don't inflate it. You want to draw attention to your home for the right reasons, and one of them is that it's priced correctly. The other big one I want to talk to you about, and this one just gets my goat every time, is that a seller thinks that an open house is going to sell their home. No, an open house is not going to sell your home. Could it? Absolutely. I've sold a lot of my listings just at open houses. But please don't have the mindset that if your realtor is going to do an open house, that it's going to sell because of the open house. Guess who goes to open houses? Your neighbors. Your neighbors go to your open house because they're nosy. They want to see what kind of furniture you have or if you clean your toilet on a regular basis. It's not because they're there to want to buy your home. Now, an open house does attract other buyers. Yes, it does. It attracts realtors too. But I'm going to tell you, the vast majority of the time, it's neighbors. Maybe not the people on the street, but definitely the people in your neighborhood. They're on a Sunday, Saturday, whatever. They're just cruising by. Oh, let's stop to see what that house looks like. Let's see the upgrades in that home, if there's any, okay? So please don't think that an open house is going to sell your home. The other myth is this. If you're thinking about hiring a realtor that says that they have hundreds of buyers, you're going to hire them because they say that? Well, if that's the case, then you don't have to put it on the market because you already got a buyer for your home, right? Doesn't make any sense. Please don't fall for that realtor that says they've got hundreds of buyers. It's not true, people. It is not true. And the other thing is, too, if they say that they can't sell your home, that they're going to buy it, read the small print. They are not going to pay the listing price that you have on your contract. They're going to negotiate that way down because they're probably going to turn around and sell it, and they need to make a profit. People, don't fall for those two. Please don't. I hope that I've enlightened you today on the myths of real estate. There's a lot more. Trust me on that one. And maybe someday I will go through the rest of them. So I went through the myths, giving you reasons for this and reasons for that. And if you find me to be credible, which I am, if you think about selling your home, give me a call, 719-641-1357. Let me talk to you all about our flat listing fee. And if you're thinking about buying, let me talk to you about how we give a third back of our commission to help pay for your closing costs. We have absolutely no gimmicks, no jokes, and I promise you I'm not going to tell you that I have hundreds of buyers for your home, because I don't. But I might have a client for you that might be interested in your home, okay? But I'm not going to make any promises. The promise I am going to make you is that I'm going to list your home for a flat listing fee of $3,500. If your home is listed for under $600,000, that's on our side. That's the listing side. You still need to pay the buyer side. If we list your home and we also get the buyer for your home, you're not going to be paying that 3% for the buyer's agent side. You're going to be paying 2%. So you save on that side too. Honestly and truly, at Mia Bella Properties, we really are making your real estate experience more affordable because we can. A big thanks to my great sponsors. Buying a home is probably the most expensive investment you'll ever encounter. So why not use a lender that will give you the best customer service, and that's a local lender, a face-to-face lender, and not an internet lender. Ryan Herbig will walk you through the process from the start to the finish. Give Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043. If you're a business owner, if you'd like to sponsor the City of CS Show, please give me a call, Deborah Elliott Schultz, at 719-641-1357. Or if you have a local business and you just want a little bit of exposure, you might be interested in our preferred provider list. What this is a list that I have vetted and I personally recommend you. Give me a call, 719-641-1357. I really, really hope that you learned something today. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I really appreciate you. And you have a great week. And remember, it's never too late to become the person you're meant to be.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio. The City of CS Show, Southern Colorado's answer to all things real estate with Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Please join me this week when I talk about the City of CS Show and Mia Bella Properties and why we are committed to serving our community and save you thousands of dollars using our services. Tune in and learn.
Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.